Well, here we go again. To celebrate the season, I've got a lively batch of records for you on today's Shellac Stack. Well, perhaps right about now you're scratching your head and thinking to yourself, the tune is familiar, but not the record. No, that wasn't Glenn Miller's orchestra, but it was the famous In the Mood, performed by Alexander Van Vliet Feldman, better known as Van Alexander and his Swingtime Band, recorded just a month after Glenn Miller's version, back in September of 1939 for the Varsity label, record number 8065, their famous version of In the Mood. And I play that not because I have such an overwhelming affinity for In the Mood. I mean, I did play a couple of versions just two programs ago, but I play that because yesterday, May 2nd, marked the 100th birthday of Van Alexander, who is, to my knowledge, probably the last name band leader of the 1930s still with us today. And he's now 100 years old and has quite an impressive career behind him. And if you've never heard of Van Alexander, you've probably heard his music. He scored films, he scored TV shows, things like Bewitched, I Dream of Jeannie, Dennis the Menace, and a bunch of others. As I said, he did films and was just all over recording sessions from the late 1930s on. He's perhaps best known as the arranger of Chick Webb's recording of A Tisket a Tasket, which featured Ella Fitzgerald singing it. And he later wrote textbooks on arranging, taught arranging, and has probably become best remembered as an arranger. But he did front a band in the late 30s and early 40s that made a number of recordings. And before we leave the subject of Van Alexander, we'll listen to a couple more of those. But before I get ahead of myself, let me welcome you to the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright, and this is a program featuring 78 RPM records, of the 19-teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, even a little into the 1950s, music from the first half of the 20th century, all from original 78 RPM records that I have the misfortune to have the bad habit of collecting. Well, that record of In the Mood is such a great record on both sides, I thought we would flip it over and hear the other side now, which is a great tune that goes back to the mid-1920s called Angry. And so we'll listen to that now here once again from September 1939, Van Alexander and his Swing Time Band. They may be angry, I'm not. I hope you'll enjoy it.
Thank you. buddy that tweets. And I know a buddy that toots.
La, la.
The buddy that tweets sings a song. The buddy that toots
la.
Sings along.
La.
I know a doggy that tweets.
Yay, yay.
And I know a doggy that toots. The doggy that tweets weighs all day. The doggy that toots runs away. Still I love all of the little tweets. These are the little tweets, and I love all of the little toots. Those are the little toots. This is my favorite tweet. And this is my favorite toot. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Toot, toot, toot. All day long.
Well, there's one that could well come back to haunt you when you least expect it. I find myself humming tweet and toot when I least expect it. That's Mel Blanc singing to the accompaniment of Van Alexander and his orchestra on a Capitol record, Capitol 32105 from 1952. The tune written by Saul Meyer and Paul Weston, and it's called Tweet and Toot. Before that, Van Alexander and his Swing Time Band from a little more than a decade earlier, September of 1939, Phyllis Kenny singing the vocal on Angry, Varsity 8065, the record there. Van Alexander just recently celebrated his 100th birthday. We wish him all the best, and what a great band. Really, really nice band. I have some records on Bluebird as well, I think, but we'll cap it there for today. Maybe we'll come back and hear some of the others another time. Well, up next, I've got a record on the Mellotone label from April of 1934, featuring a Chick Bullock vocal. The label reads Eddie Elkins and his orchestra. Eddie Elkins had been a very popular bandleader back in the 1920s, who recorded extensively for Columbia Records. I have a handful of those. He had partnered with Eddie Cantor on film as early as 1929 and accompanied Ginger Rogers in some of her very first films. Supposedly, according to his obituary, Eddie Elkins retired from the music business in 1932 to go into the stock market. And incidentally, he lived all the way into the 1980s. So I'm not sure why this record from 1934 would bear his name. It's in the discographies as a genuine Eddie Elkins article. Maybe it is. But more likely, it's probably just a studio band from the American Record Corporation. In any case, it's a nice performance. It's a Gordon and Revel song called May I, and in honor of the present month. I thought we would listen to a May song, and this may not be what I originally had in mind, but it works. Eddie Elkins and his orchestra now, Chick Bullock to sing May I.
Thank you.
AI, a song from the 1934 musical comedy We're Not Dressing, which starred Bing Crosby, Carole Lombard, George Burns and Gracie Allen, Ethel Merman, Ray Milland, real all-star lineup, supposedly not such a hot movie, though I haven't seen it to confirm, but it did produce a number of good songs, or at least featured them. Stormy Weather was in the soundtrack, The Last Roundup, that song, May I, Love Thy Neighbor, a lot of good songs. I would like to see the film sometime. Anyway, that was Eddie Elkins and his orchestra, at least in name, on the label of that Mellotone 78. M13014, Chick Bullock singing the vocal, recorded in New York, April 26th, 1934, a song by Matt Gordon and Harry Revel. May I? Well, let's see, I've got a couple of mandolin records for you now. Not sure what prompted me to pull these out, but for some reason I thought we'd take a listen. The first one by the Carolina Mandolin Orchestra, about whom I wasn't able to turn up too much. They recorded this in New York City for OK Records on December 29th, 1927. My copy I picked up in Japan a couple of years ago. It's a Japanese pressing. It came out on the Columbia label there. Japanese Columbia M675. Real nice shape, this one. It's an old ragtime tune, Red Wing. After that, we'll hear William and Vivian Place on a Jeanette record, 5160, from April of 1923, The Spanish Caprice, a very classically influenced piece, which I think you'll enjoy. It's a little dark sounding, but I really like it. So two mandolin records now, beginning with the Carolina Mandolin Orchestra. Thank you. Couple of mandolin records for you, beginning with the Carolina Mandolin Orchestra from December of 1927, Red Wing, followed by William and Vivian Place, mandolin and piano duet. That was called Spanish Caprice, recorded for Jeanette Records in April of 1923. That mandolin really cutting through the rather murky Jeanette acoustic recording process quite well. I like that record. Well, up next, a couple of I was going to say early Columbia records, but that's a relative thing. These aren't really that early, but they are from the sort of just World War I and post-World War I era. But before you groan, I think you'll enjoy both of these. The first is by Gorman's Novelty Syncopators, Columbia A2844 from September 27th, 1919. It's one of Russ Gorman's own compositions called Barkin' Dog. Something that this time of year I have to put up with every morning. We have some in the neighborhood that like to wake up early. I'm talking 6 a.m. and go at it. After that, we'll hear Earl Fuller's Rector Novelty Orchestra, the very first recording issued under the name of Earl Fuller's Rector Novelty Orchestra, Columbia A2298, a really interesting record called Cold Turkey, a tune written by Will Donaldson. And if that name rings a bell, he was the guy who teamed up with George Gershwin to write the Rialto Ripples rag when Gershwin was just starting out. And I believe Will Donaldson later married the novelty pianist Muriel Pollack, and piano roll recording artist, and they moved to California. But I digress. Will Donaldson's Cold Turkey, recorded in New York City, June 1st, 1917. And it's just a wild record. The energy hits you from the very first note, and it just doesn't let up. And what I find so fascinating about this record are the little violin breaks that sort of drift off into a vaguely Middle Eastern sounding little motif there that comes back throughout the records. And by the end of the recording, those violin motifs have been replaced by little drum solos. And it makes for a very interesting record. And even if the heavy wall of sound, and I think Earl Fuller beat Phil Spector to the wall of sound by almost half a century. Even if it's a little bit tiring on the ears, what exciting music this must have been in 1917 when this record came out. I hope you'll enjoy it. First, though, here's Ross Gorman and Gorman's Novelty Syncopators and a real fun thing called The Barkin' Dog. Thank you. You see what I mean by the wall of sound comment? I mean, that thing just packs a punch right from the get-go and just does not let go. Cold Turkey, Earl Fuller's Rector Novelty Orchestra. Before that, Gorman's Novelty Syncopators and Barkin' Dog. Both of those from the late 19-teens and both of those Columbia Records. My name is Brian Wright. This is The Shellac Stack, a program of 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. As always, I welcome your comments, questions, suggestions, requests, if you'd like to get in touch with me. My email address, shellacstack@gmail.com. That's all one word, shellacstack@gmail.com. Or just do an internet search for The Shellac Stack podcast. You'll find a page for this program, and there's a little contact button there. You can send me a message. I'd love to hear from you, even if it's just to say hi and let me know where you're listening to the program from. Well, the post-World War II years saw a big boom in the number of independent labels recording jazz music, in some cases more modern jazz, in some cases traditional jazz, and there was quite a revival in the wake of Lou Waters' Yerba Buena Jazz Band of revivalist-style jazz bands making records in the late 1940s on into the Dixieland stuff of the 1950s. And one of the little independent labels that sprung up to record these traditional, I say traditional, jazz bands was the Century label. Red plain labels with sort of a script font that says Century across the top in silver lettering. And I thought we'd listen to two of those now. The first by Mutt Carey and his New Yorkers, recorded in New York City, November 18th, 1947. We'll hear Ostrich Walk. After that, it's Punch Miller and his orchestra, Century 4006, recorded about a month later, December 12th, 1947, in New York, and we'll actually get to hear Punch Miller sing the vocal on this on Some of These Days, great Shelton Brooks number that goes back to the 19-teens. Actually, both of these go back to the 19-teens. So first, from the pen of Nick LaRocca and Larry Shields of the original Dixieland Jazz Band, here's Mutt Carey and his New Yorkers, Ostrich Walk. Thank you.
baba don da do. Miss me, honey, honey. Some of these stars are lonely, baba don da do. Miss me, lonely, lonely. Miss my husband, babe. Miss my kiki, babe. Miss me, honey, baba. Gone, baba don da do. Now, feel so long, lonely. Just for me, oh, on day. You know, honey, baba, baby, that you've had your way, baby, baby. He's grieving, now he's grieving, just because I'm leaving. Oh, I'm leaving, don't miss me brown sugar. Just mom, something
There's so much good music being made by so many talented musicians on those two sides. I realize I probably should have given you the names of the participating musicians, and I'll do that now. On the first record, Ostrich Walk by Mutt Carey and his New Yorkers, we heard, of course, Mutt Carey, trumpet, Albert Nicholas, clarinet, James Archie, trombone, Hank Duncan, the great Hank Duncan on piano, Pops Foster bass, Danny Barker guitar, and Baby Dodd's drums. So if that sounded good, that is why. And let's see on the other one, Some of These Days, Punch Miller and his orchestra. In addition to Punch Miller, trumpet and vocal, we heard Edmund Hall on clarinet, James Archie again on trombone, Ralph Sutton this time on piano, Ernest Hill bass, and Arthur Trappier on the drums. Both of those records on the Century label from late 1947, and mighty fine stuff. And they really packed a lot of music on Ostrich Walk. That record is a 10-inch record, but it runs 4 minutes and 11 seconds, which is quite long by standard 10-inch record standards. That sounds a little redundant somehow. Anyway, we won't dwell. We'll move on to Frankie Franco and his Louisianians. This was a record I was thrilled to get a while ago. And this one follows nicely because it's another Punch Miller vocal, credited on the label as Kid Punch here. This dates from November 12, 1930. It was recorded in Chicago, and it's called Somebody Stole My Gal. Here's Frankie Franco and his Louisianians, Melotone 12009.
Somebody stole my bell, my bell. Somebody came and took her away. They never even said we were leaving. The kisses I love so. She's getting a wine, no boy I know. She known that she would come to me if she could see, but don't believe she see me. Lonesome, broken, hearted bell. Somebody has stole my girl. Thank you.
baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for furs and laces. My baby don't care for high-toned places. My baby don't care for rain or other expensive things. She's sensible as can be. My baby don't care who knows it. My baby just cares for me. I'm so happy since the day I fell in love in a great big way, and the big surprise is someone loves me too. I guess it's hard for you to see just what anyone can see in me, but it simply goes to prove what love can do. My baby's no Gilbert fan. Ron Coleman is not her man. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for Lauren Tibbetts. She'd rather have me around to kibitz. But Rogers is not her style, and even Shavaya's smile is something that she can't see. I wonder what's wrong with baby. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for furs and laces. My baby don't care for high-toned places. My baby don't care for rain or other expensive things. She's sensible as can be. My baby don't care who knows it. My baby just cares for me.
And there you have a really nice OK78. OK41464. Bob Blue is the artist credit on the record label. In reality, that's Smith Ballou singing My Baby Just Cares For Me, recorded in New York City, October 28th, 1930. And before that, from just about 2 weeks later, recorded over in Chicago, November 12th, 1930, we heard Frankie Franco and his Louisianians with a vocal by Kid Punch Miller. Mellotone 12009. What a hot, what a great record. Somebody Stole My Gal was that one. And I can hardly believe it, but that really does bring us towards the end of today's Stack of 78s here on the Shellac Stack. As always, thank you so much for tuning in and spending this time with me, listening to some music of the early 20th century. If you enjoyed the program, as I said, drop me a line, and I may also encourage you to tell your friends if you know anyone who you think might enjoy the music we play here on the Shellac Stack as well. Let them know. The price is right. You can't argue with the price. It's free. Well, the last record on today's Stack of 78s comes from Danny Altier's Orchestra, an outfit in Chicago that made really just one record for the Vocalion label. How I wish I had the original of this, but I don't. I do see that a copy sold on eBay just last month for nearly $6,000. Yikes. Actually, I think if I had one, I would sell it because I'd be afraid of having a $6,000 record that could fall and get cracked or broken. So I don't feel too bad about playing my copy of this, which is a reissue on the Tiny Decatur label, which I read somewhere may have come out of France. I'm not sure. Probably this pressing probably dates from the late 1940s or early 1950s. I've seen 1952 cited as the reissue date. I digress. The record is My Gal Sal, a song written by Paul Dresser back in the 19-teens and given just a really, really terrific treatment here by Danny Altier's orchestra featuring a standout solo from Muggsy Spanier, but other good folks in the band as well. From October 22nd, 1928, recorded in Chicago, we'll leave you now with Danny Altier's orchestra. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time for more 78s on the Shellac Stack.
Thank you.